Mark 16, the Resurrection. And when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun was risen, they went to the tomb, and they were talking among themselves, "Who shall roll the stone away from the door of the tomb for us?" Looking up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled aside. And entering into the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You see Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. Go and tell his disciples and Peter that he goes ahead of you into Galilee. There shall you see him, just as he told you." And they went out and ran from the tomb. Trembling and astonishment had come upon them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he had risen from the dead, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, disbelieved. And after these things, he was manifested in another guise to 2 of them as they walked on their way into the countryside. And they went away and told it to the rest, who did not believe them either. And later he was manifest to the 11 themselves as they were eating. He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those that had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "You are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieves shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall pick up snakes, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no way hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. Amen.